Hit kaya959.co.za
to download the Point of View podcast.
This is probably the time to dial in now with all your questions related to the vaccine. They've started the City of Johannesburg vaccine drive, and they want us to go out and get vaccinated. They're also encouraging, by the way, your children to get vaccinated. As of today, children 12 and above can get vaccinated. Your concerns around that, your concerns around your permission granting of your children. We're told that you don't have to be the one giving permission. Children can just get a vaccine. How do you feel about that? We're also going to talk about vaccine certificates. Lots of issues that I also have with the vaccine certificates. Think details that go onto those certificates. I'm really interested in finding out how they're going to manage that. There are things, there are vaccination certificates that have come out with expiry dates. Very interested in what that actually means. Whether that means that, you know, at a certain point, unless you get a booster shot, does that mean that that vaccine is that certificate has no longer use? What does that mean exactly? Another conversation also to be had is the issue of the booster shot for children. So there was a bit of a back and forth about the fact that, you know, that not enough data had been collected. And then I know that the World Health Organization pronounced on that just a day or two ago. So what South Africa's position on that one? We also know that the Medical Research Council was also doing some work itself on that front as well, whether the Pfizer dose, the second dose, is good enough to go for young people. Part of the reason it's an issue is that some data shows that children, particularly boys, we're told, 12-year-old boys, who have had the second dose of the Pfizer vaccination, are presented with some symptoms that were around the inflammation around the heart, a bit of a concern there. But I think there is data that suggests that other countries are already going ahead with the second booster shot for the children. Paul, thank you so much for your time. Good evening.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good, thank you. Welcome to the show. Paul, your sentiments around the vaccine?
I beg your pardon?
Your sentiments around the vaccine and children.
Pimel, all the government can do for us, Honanun, they must just build the factory by a co-human settlement. All these 11, 12-year-old, because they are, they're failing the parents. Banaba, 12, 13 years. How can Shebella the statistics now? They are committing suicide because they feel horror about when you talk to them. Now, I feel that the government is busy creating this animosity between Bana and the parents. That's why they can as well, Babatle, Babate, the fake, Babilo, Vereka, Babate, the ID, and then because Akusana one. If you say a 12-year-old must go Ilo vaccinate without the parents' consent, what does it say, Kongani? That's my 2 cents.
So okay. Onalung one apple.
Yes.
Omoganaga.
Onali 15.
And so what's the conversation between when Alungwana here right now?
Are another the government says they must go by Lotaba and have a douche.
And okay, when are uring?
Nakermoy nana. Let's wait and see what's happening because we still have to learn about this thing. No, you know a 13-year-old will tell you the teacher says the government says okasuba change. As I'm speaking, one of the friends committed suicide.
So
as I'm speaking to you, committed suicide because of they were fighting with their parent, but that one is something else.
Yes,
which means bafila khore they've got a right to do things because the government is allowing them to do things. So now we don't have a say anymore.
So when with regards to the vaccine, when I know so sure you're not ready for your
kingwanyan. No, I'm not ready.
Is it a boy, is it a girl?
Boy.
So you're not ready for your son to get vaccinated?
No.
When have you taken the vaccine?
No.
So obviously then there must be tension in the family, in the house, around this.
There is no tension. We spoke about it, Kore, when everybody's ready, when everyone, now everybody across the board with really sharp the vaccine, we will go. We're not going to run away from it. We will go, but at the right time. The government says, Kausani. Yeah.
Okay.
Are you not going to look at Kausani?
Well, so
that's why you better be ready to pay melo. Baba se di karta za bonata sa sa direct. Baba kile di one room somewhere. Retire lo cha kalorona. Ya kere se tili bo baba kona kwe za di decision.
Sure.
Retire tushana ka di decision because kona no you can't tell them anything.
I hear you. So, okay, it's unfortunate that Hariso Gray, the MMC of Health, if we eventually get hold of her, what's your comment to her, or at least a question? I hear you about, well, Ababa Fedi ID, but what would you like to say to her?
You know, Koko and Sikitoro, let's go back to the basics. Kimelo, we grew up. Really, bana rekena dikolo. Anything that was done ko school, kirele orange when the government bili in a fanaka orange or whatever. A parent na khurumelwa like a letter to say tomorrow the parent is kedia makala wa hotla ka brush ya meno li Colgate again. Parent is ka makala ka tsane ha hotla ka orange because khototswa the ration ya di orange or whatever. Kona no a anytime, but like anything else, I eating home motor auto school. When the following day you have to go to school and ask them for really, li file banadi orange, li file banadi ing. Ako sana concern, ba ikeleta the way baratangate.
Sure, Pearl, thank you. Thank you for your call, Gahalebuka. Thank you very much. Siabonga, you are calling from Tuduza. Good evening.
Yes, I'm calling from Tuduza, Australia.
How are you, Siabonga?
I'm not good. I want to Alan Ostemela. I was listening from Uskum by the Abu Thomas internet. Like to Alan, I have so many questions, and yet the government, I wouldn't say the Minister of Health alone, but Atubala Kaufela born. They've just failed us. This point in time.
So.
And the Banabaka, Banaka, as long as it's a worry, you are no vaccine now without my concern.
Siabonga. All right. Siabonga, so how old are your kids?
Banaka, boom, holo, unadi, 12 years, onach.
So what qualify umkhulu?
They are qualified. Without my consent, without discussing it with me, without telling me you're vaccinated. Can it not get it right? And when I'm saying or the government Leon their faith except Minister of Health alone. I'm saying by just giving them those rights. Because the Runahood Honach, the right left country, for example, there's a disability, say the rights control. Baba Nilidi say the rights, Honach, Fanitumanaite, as he or she please. And as a parent, you are not a parent anymore. Because there's nothing you can say. To try or push it on the right direction.
So,
the only thing I want to push both in the right direction, trying to override.
So, Sebong, I mean, Liwile, Wenali, Wanahao, what's the conversation like about this vaccine?
I want to actually next to Wuili, because one on one of Kamela.
Mm-hmm. Okay, that line is failing us. Maybe we'll be able to get it back because I think he's got a lot of things to raise. Nolo, you're calling from Rustenburg High.
Hello, Spuman. How are you?
I'm well, thank you. Thanks for calling, Nolo.
Thank you for a wonderful show and a good topic to put up on the table. I'm not a parent myself,
okay. But
I do work at the vaccination center.
Yes.
Coordinating it. I just don't want to mention where.
No, it's fine. Yeah, I get it.
For me, I think the conversation here is if it differs from the parents having to inform their children. It's not like vaccine it lay yesterday. It's been with us since February already.
Mm-hmm.
So the information sharing from the parents to their children should have already started when it began. Because we all knew that it was going to get to a point where children would eventually also be vaccinated.
Mm-hmm.
It's just maybe that the COVID vaccine is new because COVID is new to us as well. But vaccination on its own, is nothing that is unique and new. We have the flu vaccine, we have the measles, we have all these sorts of vaccines that we have.
Mm.
It is not so different to any of these other things that are vaccines.
Well,
it's just
that
this one is new.
What we have to acknowledge, Nolo, is that whether people have been, you're right, the smallpox vaccine, yellow fever vaccines, all kinds of vaccines have been around. But you know, as well as I do, that there is controversy around these vaccines. So because for the very, very fact that you're saying, because they are new, so a lot more effort needs to be given to allay fears. And I think us saying people must just do it, it's not working, is it? So there needs to be another way that this thing must be communicated.
And I agree with you. I'm not saying that people should just do it. What I'm just saying is parents should also take the responsibility. Instead of taking the defensive in this case, it's maybe being proactive to say, okay, if you choose, this is what you're going to choose. Here's the information, whatever information that they know. Or maybe let me take my child to a center. Let's go first, gather information, come back and have a conversation about this. Rather than saying, you're not going to do it. For example, children now, when I see smartphones, they go on Instagram, Facebook, they get all these apps without your consent.
Mm.
Some of these apps, they are even underage to get them, but they're able to get them without your consent. They're able to talk to people outside of the countries and all of those things without your consent already.
Mm.
You bought them the phone, you gave that consent when you're buying the phone. So it's a matter of, instead of the defense of saying, let's not do it, say, take your child, go to a vaccine center, go gather information, come back home, sit down, explain the information the way that you best can or the way that you think it would work for your child, and then start making the choice and saying, well, is it something you would want to do? Is it something you wouldn't want to do? And then say, this is something you're definitely not going to do.
The difference,
I think,
the difference, Wananolo, is that that would apply to a parent who already has a certain attitude towards the vaccine. What I'm hearing, unfortunately, those who are completely opposed to the vaccine are not even open to that kind of a conversation. So your problem starts with the actual parent themselves and their attitude, their own attitudes towards the vaccine before they talk about being a parent. Can you see where the trouble is?
Yes, that was so cool, Amar.
Mara, how parent do you know?
I just,
you're not a parent, are you?
It's
easier said than done, right?
Yeah, that's true. But, you know, like they explained, the Constitution does allow for this.
Sure.
The Child Protection Act does allow for this.
I know. Yeah.
So it's something that as parents, or parents who are there, be proactive, at least try, even if it's something that you don't want. Try, maybe Luena yourself as a parent, going to that center, getting the information, will also maybe change your mind as well.
Mm.
But to say, no, don't do it because I didn't do it. I can't believe it.
Very interesting call. Thank you so much, Nolo. So we're discussing the vaccine. So as of today, 12-year-olds can get the vaccine without your permission as a parent. What your sentiments are around that is what I'm really interested in. And how are you handling it, particularly if you feel very strongly against the vaccine in your home and your child feels that, no, they want to get the vaccine. How are you managing that conversation? I'd love to hear from you. 086-000-0959. So obviously, we didn't get hold of the councillor of MMC of Health, the councillor Sibongile Eunice Mgcina. They were scheduled to answer to some of these questions, vaccine certificates, the certificates that many of you have asked about, this vaccine drive, all of that. They were meant to answer those questions. But we can still have the conversation. I'm sure somebody's listening. Kagiso, who's calling from Mondio? Good evening.
How are you, Osimela?
I am so well. Thank you so much for calling.
Well, I wasn't really against the vaccine in my home, hence we all got vaccinated. But when this came out that the 12-year-old from age 12 they can get vaccines without our consent really had me a bit worried. I've got a 12-year-old daughter, and I asked her the day before yesterday, I said, babe, how do you feel about you guys getting vaccinated without our consent? She's like, you know what, mommy, I was very excited to get vaccinated because everybody is in the house. But what worries me is that why are they allowing us to do it without your consent? I'm not old, and this is a 12-year-old talking to me. I'm not old enough to make my own decisions. I need you to say it's okay for me to do it. Why does the government want us not to ask you for permission? Which was like, I mean, very bold of a 12-year-old, but kind of a little bit our parental right anyway, in terms of when it comes to the government.
Yes, I was going to say that, yeah. You know, those things also, Bana Babanyane are able to go into a clinic and, you know, get contraception.
And get contraception.
And do all sorts of things without your consent as well. So is it the same
exactly.
for you? Is it that, do you feel that this is in the same vein, or do you feel very differently about this one?
I just feel that they're really pushing it. They are really taking our parental rights away. And now I'm trying to teach abstinence until she's old enough to understand what is going on with her body and with sex. And I'm trying to push an open dialogue between me and her. And I feel, this thing without your parents' consent, how is that you talk behind my back? There are lots of other things that you're going to be able to keep from me. You understand? So I can understand in Chuba Batlanghoi, they're not looking at the bigger picture.
So thank you so
they're
much for your call.
They're not looking at it like that. All right, thank you.
Thank you. Thank you very, very much. Watson, you're calling from Raimsehai.
How's me? How are you?
I'm good, thank you. Thanks for calling.
I'm good. I'm good. It's a bit of a case. Sorry, I was running, trying to catch you before I sit down here.
Okay.
It's a bit of a concern when people, we start talking of the Constitution allowing 12-year-olds to vaccinate without consent when it suits certain individuals. But when there is other things, the parent must give consent. It's really sad. It's really sad what's happening, especially in this country and what our government actually did. I'm a parent. I've got a 17-year-old daughter. I've got a 9-year-old son. And I've got a 13-year-old son also. Now, for a child to come and tell me, Uri, I'm vaccinating because the government has said. But you see, we've been told the government has said when it suits them.
Okay, so Watson, let's break it down. So, you know, your 17-year-old can have sex without your consent. Your 17-year-old can have abortion without your consent. Your 17-year-old can have contraception without your consent. The list goes on. Does that bother you too?
It does bother me.
Okay.
As a parent. That's why I become a parent, to guide my child. Now, if I'm being told now, if the government is coming to such a kind of decision, making decisions for parents like this, then it means we don't have say as parents. We don't have even anything to contribute. Then we're as good as, we're just the bearers of these kids. Now, we don't have any power over these kids. We don't need power. We need to have control. We need to be guided.
So what's happening now in your home? Because the day has arrived. What are you discussing between your 17-year-old and the 12-year-old? What's going to happen?
Okay, we spoke about it. Honestly, with my kids, we spoke about it.
Mm-hmm.
I said to them, if you feel like you want to do it, we sit down, we talk, we discuss. It's not just going to happen that somebody comes into my house and say, I've vaccinated. No. We need to talk about it and agree to say, okay, fine. You can go and do it. No, you can't go and do it. These are the reasons. We need you to still have those discussions with our kids. The government is not giving us that chance. It's failing us. It's making our kids become parents inside our homes also.
Sure. Thank you so much for your call. Watson there in Remsig. Lulamile, you're calling from Sebokeng. Good evening.
Good evening, madam. How are you?
I'm well. Thank you, Lulamile. Thank you for calling.
Yes, ma'am. I'm reading H 38 of 2007.
Mm.
Right?
Mm.
I'm reading chapter 3. I'm going to read for you section 2.
Mm.
A. And section 3A, it says, a person has either a full or specific parental responsibility and rights in respect of a child, in section 1A. The second one, it is mutual. The parental responsibility and rights that a person may have in respect of a child include the following. One, to take care of the child, to maintain the contact with the child, to act, to act as a guardian of the child. Three says, subject to section 4 and 5, a parent or either a person who acts as a guardian of a child must assist a child or a representative of the child in administrative, contractual or any other legal matters. Chapter 2 of the Constitution guarantees us a right to choose. How can you leave that right? Then you are an irresponsible parent. Uye kumntwana wakho ayokuzenzela in violation of the very same Children's Act. I think the ANC is desperate and they are scientists. They want to kill our children. My conversation in my house, no torture, no asuswenza, no poison or toxic is going to come in my body and my children's body. It's a decision that we have made as a choice as a family.
Mm-hmm. But do your kids agree with you?
Yes.
Okay.
Because we read about these things. Now, in your introduction, you said the 12-year-old, the research that's a 12-year-old, there's an issue about
heart inflammation.
You said what?
Inflammation around the heart, yeah.
Yes, yes. They have not, this government has not given us a full report on side effects of these vaccines. It's a discussion that is put very far away. They don't want to bring it to the table. Two, a vaccine. A legit vaccine. They say they are a scientist. It must take 18 months. This one took 3 months. Shortly, madam, I'm still standing.
Mm.
God has protected me. I'm still standing.
Mm.
Why are they pushing these toxins in our bodies?
Mm.
Something is wrong.
We must. Thank you, Papa. Yes,
we must not be pushed. Amabulu ourselves are learned. The apartheid regime, they forced issues in our bodies. They took decisions on our behalf. We must choose not to do what. I've got the right to choose. It's in the Constitution.
Mm. Lulamile there in Sebokeng. Mpo, you calling from Bram Fisher. Good evening.
Hello, good evening. Mpo. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. Thanks for calling, Mpo.
Pleasure.
Good.
Look, my 2 cents was, I believe that the government has double standards.
Mm.
You know, these people are kids and they are classified as kids, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, yes, there's a gentleman who said that in the past we used to vaccinate and there's been tons and tons of vaccines that were administered. Yes, it's true. But those kids were our responsibility. We took them to the clinic. We came back with them.
Mm.
Now the government is saying without consent.
Mm.
My issue is this. They are saying this vaccination has symptoms, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So if this child shows symptoms, who is going to take care of the child? The very same parent who cannot consent to the child taking the vaccine. It makes no sense whatsoever. So I don't know, but I believe that now ANC has taken it too far.
So
thank you.
So do you have kids, and Paul? Is there an issue in the house?
I've got two, actually.
Mm-hmm.
There's no issue because we haven't discussed it.
Mm-hmm.
But at the end of the day, the bottom line is I'm the parent.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm ultimately responsible for this kid. Should they take the vaccine and get sick, I'm responsible to see to it that they get well. So there is no way the government can say that the kids should go without our consent. It can't be.
Okay. So you're saying you haven't discussed it. What if one of them comes back tomorrow and says they got the vaccine?
Pardon?
You're saying you haven't discussed it. What if tomorrow one of them comes back and says, I decided I got the vaccine? You have not had a conversation yet. So do they know that you feel strongly about this?
Well, they do know,
okay.
Because, I mean, we don't have deep discussions.
Okay.
But, I mean, these are things that we discuss in passing.
Okay.
Because, I mean, we've been living with this thing for the past 2 years or so. So we have discussed in the past, but it was not directed to them per se.
Mm.
Yes.
And so what will happen if one of them comes back and says, I've had the vaccine?
Well, in that case, I don't know. Maybe they must just get a shake outside Parliament.
I'm not laughing. It's not funny. Look, if that happens, phone me. I've got a back room. It's better than the shake. I'll house the child.
It's don't fine. So just as long as
don't throw the child outside. Don't throw the child outside. Bye bye. But thank you for calling. Bye bye.
Bye.
It's funny. It's funny because I think we laugh, but I mean, what do you do if you don't laugh? I suppose you'll start crying. So this is a really, really important conversation. It's a pity that the MMC of Health was not able to join us because they need to hear this. They need to hear this. They need to at least give people, citizens, a sense of direction about all of this. So we're looking forward to her at some point joining us and maybe assisting us with some of the answers. Many of you want to continue this conversation, so we'll do exactly that. And we got Dr. Marlon McKay, who's here to respond to some of your concerns, some of your, you know, uncertainties around the vaccine and children. So, Dr. Marlon McKay, thank you so much for your time. Good evening.
Hi, good evening. Thanks for having me.
So let's just maybe clarify a few things around the concerns that you've heard. I'm sure you've heard one or two already. If not, the first thing people are saying is that, you know, the risks are very high. There isn't enough data to give people a certainty around the safety for the vaccine for 12-year-olds, for instance.
Yeah, I think... Some of the concerns are fairly legitimate. Obviously, we're concerned about our children and their safety. But what needs to be made clear is that no vaccine comes to market or becomes available to children or to anyone for that matter without being rigorously tested. So it's gone through all the phase 1, 2, 3 trials where it's been pronounced safe, where all the evidence is there. And the manufacturers of the current vaccine that is being used, Pfizer, has gone through that testing. So by the time it's made available and announced that teenagers or those under the age of 18 can have access to the vaccine, it has already been deemed safe. And just look at Pfizer has already been given billions of doses, more than so many of the world's population has been having it. There have been no critical safety issues. So we can have confidence in the vaccine that it is safe for our children. For instance, my son is 16 years old. I made sure that at 8 o'clock I registered him, and he has already received his vaccine. So when we say that it's safe, we mean it's safe even for our own families and individuals. The vaccine can be trusted. Now, there are side effects. Everything has side effects. But just because one can experience side effects does not mean the vaccine doesn't work, doesn't mean the vaccine is unsafe, and does not mean that the vaccine will do harm. The benefits always outweigh the risk, and that is when it is deemed to be safe and effective against COVID-19.
Okay, so you are saying things like the inflammation around the heart, that data coming through, we can look at that and say and call it a side effect and not worry too much. How concerned are you about that?
Yes. Okay, so as you can see, the Pfizer vaccine has been made available for the younger kids under the age of 18, initially as a one dose. Okay?
Yes.
Purely because there has been data coming through that, especially with younger boys, that there is an increased risk of inflammation around the heart, pericarditis or the heart muscle, myocarditis, that can affect younger boys. So initially now it is being rolled out as a one dose. However, in the United States and many other countries, it's given as a two dose, right? Because their data shows that it is safe, and again, benefit versus risk. And even in those where they did develop myocarditis, it was mild, it was of short duration, and did not leave any permanent damage to the heart. And so we say that the risk of getting myocarditis is so small that the benefit of preventing COVID for the youngsters is much, much better. And so that is why we are still going ahead. So for a few young people out of millions who get myocarditis, it is not enough to say that the vaccine is unsafe. If they do get it, unfortunately, it is much milder. Remember, and the bigger picture is this: the risk of getting myocarditis or heart problems from COVID itself, that is much higher than the risk of getting inflammation of the heart from the vaccine. So it is still safer to take the vaccine and far more dangerous to get COVID. So you have to weigh up risk versus benefit, and what does COVID give you compared to what may happen if you take the vaccine.
Tulani, you're calling from Centurion. Good evening. Hi.
Yes. Ma'am, I am very disturbed with the news that younger children can actually take the vaccine without consent of their parents. I mean, we live in a constitutional democracy, and some of the things are children's rights and the parents' right in protecting their children. When we have a state that is so obsessed by making sure that everyone is vaccinated instead of going for a consultative approach, which parents once convinced, for example, the gentleman that, that just spoke, he talks about data that is available. That data is not shared with me as a citizen. So it's a data for him and his so-called scientists and so forth. And that's what I, as a citizen, have a concern on. When you get asked, you are told that the vaccine is safe. He has just thought that there were some cases of whatever disease and whatnot, it was not mild. We don't even know that. General people don't know information. We are told by those who are able to speak on behalf of these vaccines, no data. The data you're talking about, what data is that? What does it constitute? Does it allow me or that child who actually is not in the right mind actually to make decision of his own to say, I will take this vaccine? I am not anti-vaccine. I want people to be vaccinated, but the people must be given a choice. It cannot be that suddenly constitutional rights are floated because everyone needs to get a jab. That is not correct. And when you question, we are now told that we are not scientists. Fine. Allow me then, in terms of of my rights, to say, what is in the vaccine? What is the data that you're talking about? Then I will freely go and vaccinate. Stop treating us like cows. We are human beings. We can think. We don't have to be doctors to understand something. We need to be given full information. And currently, it is a whole planet of secrecy when it comes to vaccine. No one really knows anything except for those who are manufacturing the vaccines and those who have a mandate to vaccinate people. That is the problem.
Don't leave, Tulani, because maybe Dr. McKay can respond to that. Dr. McKay? Dr. McKay?
Can you hear me?
Yes, now we can. I beg your pardon.
Okay. So, point number one, I strongly disagree. Number one, the Children's Act 38 of 2005, that act provides that children over the age of 12 years can consent to their own medical treatment.
Yes.
All right? And so,
Dr. McKay, just repeat that again because I think I just want everybody to hear that.
Yeah. So, the Children's Act of 2005, that act, which is entrenched in the Constitution, right, provides that children over the age of 12 years can consent to their own medical treatment or that of their children, provided that they are of sufficient maturity and have the mental capacity to understand the benefits, risks, social and other implications. So that goes with anything, including a 19 vaccine. However, we still recommend that parents have this discussion with their children so that they understand and parents are free to accompany their children. So one's being forced to, children are not being tricked against their will. That's the first point.
I was going to say, you didn't write that constitution, so I don't want to push you on that one. But this thing about provided they're mature enough and so on, I mean, who's to say?
Well, exactly. So whoever wrote that, you see. But I'm just saying is that this is what our constitution says.
Yes, sure.
So, I'm just a mess.
Yes, you didn't write it, so I'm not.
Yes. Yes. So and number two, when I say this data, I can be a normal person on the street. This data is accessible. It is no secret. You can go to WHO website. You can go onto Pfizer's website. Go onto CDC website. Go onto the National Institute of Communicable Disease, our own website, the National Department of Health. All this information that I am quoting is freely available to anybody who has access to the web, to the internet. Right? It is no secret. The gentleman can put into Google, what is in the Pfizer vaccine? Every single ingredient comes up there. We know exactly what is in the vaccine. Nothing is a secret. We as doctors, I am not lording this information, hiding it, and suddenly coming up and speaking as some sort of expert to bamboozle people. I am saying, I'm talking right now as a parent, I'm talking as a family practitioner, I'm talking as an individual in South Africa that cares about the well-being of my fellow South Africans. And I'm speaking from the bottom of my heart when I say to make sure that everyone in South Africa gets vaccinated, it is the right thing to do. We are not forcing anybody. We are not pushing false information down. We are not hiding anything. When we say that the data, which is freely, by that I mean studies have been done over thousands of people. And what we have seen as a result of those studies shows that the vaccine works, that it is safe. We know what is in there. We know what are the side effects. We know the harm that it may have. But benefit outweighs the risk. And it is in the best interest of all of us to get vaccinated.
Let me go to Matt. Let me go to Tapelo. I beg your pardon. Tapelo, let me start with you. You've been holding for a while. Hi.
Hi, ma'am. Good evening. I don't want to get too much into the debate around that, but it's good that we're discussing. But my worry is those children that, you know, they don't have guardians or parents. Yes. What about them? Who's defending them? I understand the parents are defending their own kids, but those kids that are 12-year-old who are child-headed homes and all that, who's going to defend them on all of this? Mm. So it's just my concern. But thank you for this debate.
Thank you. Thanks very much, Tapelo, for that. Matt, you're in Kempton Park. Also, thank you for your patience. Hi.
Hi, Aspinello.
Hi, Matt.
Sorry. It's a simple one, really.
Mm-hmm.
The government at this point is merely amplifying and highlighting something that is already happening.
Mm-hmm.
And if parents are of the view that their rights have been taken away, mm-hmm. then maybe they're having the wrong conversation at the wrong time.
Okay.
The reality is children have been allowed to do what they wanted with their bodies from the age of 12 since about 2005.
Mm.
So if you're going to argue the point now because of vaccine, you're probably one of those children who thinks your child is not sexually active and is even going as far as contraceptive, merely because they're allowed to do that. They're making decisions for themselves about their bodies without your consent, because your approach is that this is my house, and if it is that you want to do anything other than this, then the government must go find you a factory to work in. We must be having conversations that are constructive with our children. Conversations that are not one-sided, where you are giving the information and the children must just take it, but conversations where you're taking their point of view as well. The children that you are raising now are not the children that you were. It's a different time zone. And if your approach is the same that was used on you, you're going to lose every single time, and you're not going to know why you've lost. Mm. That's my view.
Hang on. Don't go very far. Can I ask, if I may, do you fall under the category of a child?
Yes. No, I'm not.
No, okay.
I'm not. I do have one, though.
Okay. But I suspect yours is not 12 yet.
Mine is nine.
Yours is nine. Okay. 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 That's fair enough. That's fair enough. And so your situation now is to say, well, let children, you know, parents take a back seat and consider the fact that children have not been behaving like children for a while now. And so
for a while. Mm. But also maybe in another conversation, we should address the distrust generally have.
We're so sorry. We're so sorry. That was a voice note. We've stopped it. Go ahead.
We should address in part the mistrust that parents generally have against the government in general. Mm. Because people don't want to take the vaccine because it's been proven not to work. They just don't trust that the government has put in there what they've said they've put in there.
Yes, I agree with you. I think there's I think you're spot on. I think there's massive deficit. But then, you know, who must do what with the deficit of trust?
We'll see after the 1st of November.
Sorry. Matt, you are so spicy. Thanks for calling Matt there in Kempton Park. Dr. McKay, I mean, your final comments on this, I suppose.
Yeah. I think the last point that you're raising is so important. It's not so much that people are maybe, okay, there are those who are completely anti-vaccine, but it's not so much about being vaccine hesitant. Mm. I think it's a matter of vaccine confidence.
Mm.
And I think we need to change the narrative to let's get our people more confident in the vaccines and less hesitant. And the confidence will stem from more and more people coming forward and seeing the results. And, you know, you don't even need data. The facts speak for themselves. If you look at those who are in hospital, those who are dying, those who are getting serious illness, it's all the unvaccinated.
Dr. McKay, listen. I've got a voice note coming through. Let's just take a listen.
Interesting topic today. My view, I'm still not comfortable with the. Before we get into the topic today, I'm still yet not comfortable with adults vaccinated. I still don't trust this vaccination, although there have been research behind to back how safe they are. But I feel that we are taking a gamble as a country. We don't fully know the after effects of this vaccination. So my view is vaccination to anyone, whether a child or an adult, is still not safe.
Okay. Dr. McKay, your response to that?
Yeah, we do know. As I said, there are billions and billions of doses have been given. There's no way that would have been kept a secret. This has been the most watched, the most tested, the most analyzed vaccine ever in the history of mankind. And if there was anything bad coming out of it, the world would have known about it. So the vaccine, just because it has side effects, just because it goes wrong with some people, does not mean it is a bad vaccine. The vaccine can be trusted. Our government can be trusted. The healthcare system can be trusted.
So here's
the
problem.
Been around long enough.
So here's the problem, Dr. McKay. It doesn't matter how many times you say that. The problem we all face now is that not enough people trust it, even if you say it can be. So clearly there's something wrong. There is something we're missing around this lack of trust? What is it that makes people so skeptical? That's what we need to address.
Yeah. So what I feel is that the social media and the anti-vaxxers have beaten us to getting the message across. And, you know, if I can just throw in, even from a biblical point of view, we are living in the last days, and people, unfortunately, people would believe, it's virtually easier to believe what looks like a lie than the truth. And we are being beaten by the anti-vaxxers. And unfortunately, the only thing that is going to bring people to their senses and bring people around to the reality of it is when we, with the next wave, when we physically start seeing those who are unvaccinated get sick, land up in hospital and die, and those who are vaccinated breeze through the next wave and the next wave and the next wave. Then people will start realize maybe there is something good in this vaccine because people are no longer dying.
Dr. Martin,
I would not want it to come to that. Unfortunately, it's going to come to that.
Thank you so much for your time, Dr. Marlon McKay there. Just his take on our frustrations with the vaccine. Comms, I'm certainly very frustrated with the comms. I think the way in which this communication is going doesn't give me any confidence, because as you can hear, people are not comfortable. And I still feel there's a talking down to that I think needs to be addressed. So here's a tweet coming from Nkunga _L, and it says, Pimelo, if the vaccines were legit, our government leaders would have stolen them. Okay, let's take a quick break.
Hit Kaya 959.co.za
to download the Point of View podcast.